Taking a look first at your news for the hour. A street project in the city of Lapeer is expected to be completed at the end of the month. There is some underground infrastructure work being done on Park Street before the street is resurfaced. When the resurfacing work is complete, the street will be turned into a two-way street. While the work is being done, vehicles can still be parked on Nepissing Street behind the bank on Clay Street. Some of the other projects that will be done include some new curbs on Pine Street. And another news for today. There are times when regulations are not one size fits all. During a recent Tuscola County Commissioners meeting, the county's health department's position was explained by Amanda Ertman, the health officer, as well as Jerry White, the environmental health director. Tuscola's stance is that non-residential sanitary sewage discharge of less than 1,000 gallons per day may occur without a groundwater discharge permit when approved by the local health department in accordance with either the requirements of the local sanitary code on subsurface sewage disposal. Meeting the state's regulations would be difficult and expensive for rural homeowners and small business owners. The county's decision on how to operate will be noted during the state's next accreditation evaluation, which is conducted every 3 years. The Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy has regulations regarding septic systems that are much stricter and are not deemed feasible in rural areas, as it would impact small businesses and local residences. Due to that, Tuscola is not following the rules to the letter, and the Lapeer County Health Department also decided that they will not be following the state directive. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
As parents, we have a million things running through our minds. Playdates, checkups, laundry, diapers, work, groceries. So it's easy to make a mistake. Oh, I forgot birthday candles. We say we'd never put our kids in danger by leaving them in the car alone.
Sit tight, hon. I'll be right back.
But temperatures as low as 60 degrees can be deadly for children left behind. So always bring them with you. And every time you park the car, stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, the Michigan Department of Transportation, also known as MDOT, issued a permit for utility work to be done along M46 from Cumberland Street to 17th Street in Saginaw County. Closing the roadway will ensure the safety of utility workers and motorists while the work is still being done. The work will be in Buena Vista and continue from Monday to Friday, May the 15th. Traffic will be detoured via Outer Drive, Hess Avenue, and East Genesee Avenue back to M46. And another news for today. It will not be until next week that the Tuscola County Board of Canvassers will officially determine if the Cass City School District's May 5th ballot proposal for a $10 million bond to fund upgrades passed or if it failed by one vote. The district superintendent, Allison Zimba, said once the official results are determined, it will be decided if a recount of the ballots will be requested or not. Zimba, noting that the district is disappointed that the vote was so close and still failed, is quoted as saying, "The district is considering a recount as well as weighing all of the options for August and November. If a recount is pursued, there is a cost involved that is determined by the number of votes difference. It would cost the school $50 per precinct if a recount is asked for. The person that files the recount could ask to recount all precincts involved or pick and choose which precincts." Zimba noted that the ballot language was rather confusing as the request was not a millage increase. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net.